It is Friday, the 6th day of January, 2012. I'm Kyle Kelms. Welcome back, Becca Bacon-Martin. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Happy New Year, a little delayed.
I think you can say Happy New Year for at least the first couple of weeks of the new year.
Well, or at least until you quit writing 2011 on your checks.
If you still write checks.
If you still write checks. Which actually makes the whole transition easier now that I think about it.
Yeah, it does.
So have you ever driven across South Dakota?
Funny you ask. There are two states I've never been to, Alaska and South Dakota.
Really?
Yep, and South Dakota's on my 2012 list.
Okay, when you drive across South Dakota on I-90, there are miles and miles and miles and miles of nothing.
This does not surprise me.
I actually saw a guy driving down the interstate reading a book.
Not advised.
But
I don't
no
care how flat
not
it
to.
Is. Right.
But you start seeing these signs clear on the east side of the state for Visit Wall Drug. And they still have signs like, get a soda, get a root beer.
Well, the place is legendary.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you've ever been to Chattanooga, you see the signs,
Sea Rock City.
Well, those same kinds of roadside attractions existed in Arkansas, too, of course, in the heyday of that, which was the 1930s to the 1960s, when people had cars, roads got better, and people started driving on vacation instead of taking the train.
And you didn't yet really have the interstate everywhere.
Right. Precisely. Which pretty much ruined the roadside attractions. Right. Think Mount Gaylor. In fact, think about pictures of Mount Gaylor, because the Shiloh Museum has this great new exhibit called Roadside Attractions. And they have photos. You know, they have a ginormous, humongous, words that don't exist in the English language photo collection. 500,000 images or more.
Or more, yeah.
And they've gone through them and picked out photos of roadside attractions in Northwest Arkansas. You remember Dinosaur World?
I do indeed.
By
Fondly,
Beaver?
Yes. Had a big King Kong as well.
Yes. So there was that. City View Camp. This is a great photo.
I've seen those. I know of it, but I don't really know what it was.
It was in Harrison, and it was a motel, but it was one of the first ones where they had the little rustic cabins,
right,
and they had the parking space for your car, and later they had the little garages for your car in some places. So that's one of the things they have photos of. Vernon's Souvenir Shop opened in 1929 between Fayetteville and Springdale.
And when there was a between Fayetteville
right,
and Springdale, right.
Exactly.
Huh.
Before the mall, obviously, by many years.
Yes.
And they had the things that all these roadside places had. They had novelty stuff, you know, corn cob pipes and things related to the whole Daisy May and Lil Abner image of Arkansas. They had Gibson baskets.
Wow.
A lot of places had Gibson baskets. Yard ornaments, Coca-Cola, Arkansas wine, Arkansas diamonds. Okay, this place closed in the early 1980s, so those of us who came here in the 80s missed most of these places. Dinosaur World was open
till about 8-9 years ago, maybe?
It says in my notes, in 2010, it was listed as one of America's 10 most endangered roadside places, and then a fire last year destroyed most of the visitors' building.
Right.
There's just all of these great images. Of course, Mount Gaylor, as I mentioned, the tower at Mount Gaylor.
Did you ever climb that tower?
No.
I didn't either.
I have real height issues.
Yeah.
But it opened way back in 1933.
Artist Point.
So, anyway, this exhibit is open at the Shiloh Museum. And a lot of it could be seen to include stereotypes of Arkansas, which oddly enough is the topic of an exhibit at the Rogers Historical Museum.
Nicely done, ma'am.
Yeah, it didn't happen until I opened my mouth. They have an exhibit called Comic Stripped, a revealing look at Southern stereotypes in cartoons. You know, Brooks Blevins did that book, Arkansas, Arkansas.
Yes.
He's going to be a speaker there in February.
Oh, fantastic.
In the gallery talking about some of these things. But, you know, it's the whole Daisy May again, and dumb hillbillies and moonshiners. And
so this is about the South.
This is about the South.
So you've got Snuffy Smith,
Dog
Patch, Lil Abner. I wonder if they have anything about Ozark Ike. Do you know about Ozark Ike?
No, I don't know about Ozark Ike.
Ozark Ike was a strip in the 40s, 50s, maybe into the 60s, and he was an athlete from, I can't remember the fictional town, but he was kind of a Lil Abner guy. But when it was summer, the strip would be about his baseball team, then football, then basketball.
There was a comic strip.
Wildweed Run. That's where he was from.
Really?
Yes.
There was apparently a comic strip that inspired the Ellie Mae character on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Huh.
You know, the Ozarks girl who could talk to animals.
Right.
So that exhibit is also open in Rogers. And just a plug ahead, next Saturday, not tomorrow.
So a week from tomorrow.
Is Collector's Day / the Cabin Fever Reliever at the Shiloh Museum. And they'll have collectors with all sorts of odd
just
Ozarks
to show off
collections. Yeah, just to show off.
Really? That'll be fun.
I want to be one of them. So,
what's your collection?
China.
Okay.
Mid-century modern China.
Cool.
But they're going to have accordions and marbles, and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Also this weekend, you, of course, have heard of Nathan Aronowitz.
Yes.
He's playing tonight with his band at George's Majestic Lounge because he's raising money to cover his expenses to go to Memphis for the Blues Challenge.
Yes. He won the challenge
here.
He won
this one.
To move on.
Is he finally 16? He's amazing.
Yeah.
Showtime is 6 to 10 o'clock tonight. Admission is $5. The Crabb family got a Grammy Award.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Unity Covenant Church in West Fork tonight at 7:30. Tickets are $25. WIT, which we just talked about at Northwest Arkansas Community College.
Right, now.
Is on stage at Rogers Little Theater.
This weekend only, right?
This weekend only. It's part of their second stage Diversity Unite series. Showtime, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, $10. Eagle Watch tours are going on in Beaver Lake. Mm-hmm. Flip Put Off, our outdoor writer, says you have to go when it's nasty.
That's when you have the better chance.
He says on a nasty day, you see 25 eagles. On a nice day, you see 5.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find out more at 789-5000. And the Blue Man Group rolls into town Tuesday. Have a great time, and I'll be back Sunday and talk to you about the best, what we think are the most important art stories of 2011.
I love it when we do that.
So I'll be back.
Becca, good to have you back.
Thanks.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspaper.